two dots and lines along it in terms of hitra atzmo lemisa. So that's the function of hasra. So minalan rabba b'seimah chizkam akra yumas hameisa chiyatir atzmo lemisa. The person has to say, as we'll see, that he's prepared to die for this. So rabba chanan edinara merasa shehus meina rakim tach sheyochan lom lomer laosra al ba'alavanu. That it is possible to conceptualize their activities as only relating to Dine Arayos and not Iske Nefashos. So Isruba, Lo Isruba, Hechim Iktuba. So Visha Chavei Rav Lidah Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda, Tanya Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda Omer, this is not the normative view. Chavei Rein Tzarech Hasral, if Yishan Lo Nisra Hasral, Ahavchin Min Shogin Gunezen. Mekeim Ad Inu Lo Miktuli, Ihi Hechi Miktuba, right there. If they're not going to be punishable by death, how could she be put to death? So Havila Eda Shiata Yachalazima, Khalaja Shiata Yachalazima, Loshma Edas, right? Because now an asymmetry has developed between the liability of the Edim and the liability of the Nara Murasa. Okay. so Loshma Edas, it shouldn't be considered Edas altogether. So Achanami Kamer Mitoch Shein Eragin Sheichol Nomer Lo Shabala Banu Afi Ein Ener Agest. I've laid this Shiat Yachazim Melos. Ela Beisha Chaver De Kamela De Miktala Aliba De Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda Heichim Mishka Chasla. Because according to him, you don't necessarily need the Hasra. Shazinsa V'Chazra V'Zinsa V'Hayichol Nomer Lo Shal Bo Allah Sheini Banu Shazinsa Mi Boel Rishon. He says it's not going to be possible because she was Mazana with the Boel Rishon. Same individual. So Nami Shazinsa Mikrovel. Maisha Nami Rasa the Nakar Afilu Nisu Anami. I'm in. Afilu Haid Lo Yasa Tusa Yecholin Lomar La Usral Balobanus. The Chiddush is to extend the playing field, as it were, and to say La Usral Bala can even be their intent when they haven't consummated the marriage. So Amr of Chista, Echad Omer Besayef Harago. Ve'achad omer ba'aririn harago, different murder raven, aid zanachon. Echad omer kelev shchorin, ve'achad omer kelev levanim, harei zanachon. So that's hard to reconcile. Meisvei nachon, chei nachon. Echad omer saiv harago, ve'achad omer aririn harago, echad omer kelev shchorin, ve'achad omer kelev levanim, aid zanachon. The aidus is misaligned. So tirgum rechista, besudar shachan kobo, dahainu saiv aririn. So you have to sort of reinterpret the case to be a case of where they're disagreeing about something very material, material prod. So, you know, the basis of the distinction would appear to be something like it's immaterial to the Maaser Mitzicha whether the Ratzchan was wearing a green shirt or a black shirt. In most cases, I would say that's true. Categorically, it may not be true, but in most cases, I would say it's true. But the murder weapon is always, by definition, material to the Maaser Mitzicha. So, Tashma. Echad omer sandalo v'shchor, echad omer sandalo v'banim, ein zenachon. So asanami kigon shebaot bo v'salant, sandalo v'harago. It's material. So tashua maisi obadek ben azai b'uktzei te'enim, some rabbi chanakon she'akats te'ena b'shabes, de'aloa kambektal. Must be a situation where that was the basis of the chiyuv misa altogether. Ratani amr l'tachas te'ena harago. So rabbi chanakon kigon, Shafto b'yichor shel te'ena, that he was impaled with a spit, which is usually used for dried figs. Tashma, I'm lehem te'ena zo uksa dakin uksa gasin te'enim shchoros te'enim levanos. So it seems pretty clear that it wasn't the murder weapon or the basis of the chiyum misa. Rav Yosef ben Zakkai lo savinish shani ben Zakkai debdikos kechakiros mashulei. And Ben Azai was marching to the tune of his own drum. He had this idea of equating Bedikos with Chakiros. So just like there's a stira in Chakiros, the Edus is non-viable. If there's a stira in Bedikos, the Edus is non-viable. So Man Ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Mihav Sanhedrin, Tanya Kol Shosu, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Mei Avesrim Shana, Arbaim Shana Asuk V'Pragmatim, Mem Shana Lamad, Arbaim Shana Limed, V'Tanya Arbaim Shana Kodem Chor Min Abayis, Galsa Sanhedrin, V'Yashul Abachanus. So how could he involve the Dina Nefashis? So we ask for of Dimi lo mar shlo dana dina knasos. Dina knasos al kedet echal shlo dana dina nefashos. So it's not. Yishachar beis amikdash shiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So ela ben Zakkai da alma. So it must be different ben Zakkai. So achanam istari. So achanam Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Kari le Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So the Gemara says not so fast. V'atani ma'iso badak Rabbi Yochanan v'zake b'kte te'enim al tamani yoshev d'fnei rabo haba v'amr milso mistaber l'hu taimei u'kiba'ua b'shmei. So they accepted the halacha, right, in his name. So Kiavalame ben Zakai, have a karele kitalme in a yoshev d'fnei rabo. Kiavalime have a karele Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakai. V'chikarele ben Zakai al shem d'mei karo. Right, they're just recording the incident as it happened. V'chikarele Rabbi Yochanan Zakai al shem d'hashta. So my so badak my bin chakiros. So my after the time I'm in shita, yom rachad in your day do some kayenes. I'm in betrayin. I'm in do some kayenes. I'm sheshes areishaka. Bach gamar. The chakiros after the time I'm in yadanu. After I'm in your day I do some betayba. Keman kira bikiva. The makish loshel shnayim. Bikiva takes a masculine position. He says even if you have two edim that are aligned on all issues, but they came as part of a kat, as part of a unit. With a third aid, so that's a potential chumrah in the edus, because edus, the Shabbat lakula, batla miktsatsa, are, you know, nimsachem emkar v'upasol, you know, batla edusan. So here, the fact that one is non-valuable, because he can't answer a basic question, will sink the edus, even though had he not been there altogether, we would have had perfectly valuable edus. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva. You'd have to say that was not in accordance to the Shita Rabbi Kiva. So kind of Rab Safra, Tana Sanhedrin be Rabba, Pagu Burani Rechama, Melahu Maya Musa of Sanhedrin be Rabba. So what was said in the base magistrate? So what was said in Sanhedrin generally? So my kashacha malei mehad nitanu b'mechakiris b'dikos. Chakiris echar me'ni yodei do some tefillah. B'dikos echar me'ni yodei. Aber fi shnayim amim me'ni yodei do some kayemus. Mechti idim idim daraisi. Ma'ishla chakiris and ma'ishla b'dikos. Which seems to be Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's perspective. They should be treated the same. So the answer is only hachi hashda. B'chakiris and echar me'ni yodei do some tefillah. Davi edus sheyusad yato yachalzima. B'dikos and echar me'ni yodeita yodei. He says, that's what you talked about. You have a very important sugya. So Imrile, Mitivuse Demar, Arminon Ba Tuba, Minisuhuse Demar, Lo Arminon Ba Vlo Chada. He's going to respond with a little bit of a cheeky comment. So mitimusa demar minu batuva machma shatato v'ana vodolano anu omim baharbe minisihusa demar ma'isa rotsa lahatris manu. You would make problems with us and to ask us kashyas, we would not be able to answer you. So they were saying, look, it's a good thing that you agree with us. So what do we mean by eda shiata yachalazim? It's very simple. It's very simple. Fakiros all have to do with establishing one of two things: a location and a date. To say to Edim, Imanu Hayisa, is precisely about that point. Imanu Hayisa means at that time, in that location. It's the very meaning of the term. So, Makom and Zman are privileged about, you know, for purposes of Edus, Shata Yacholazim. Again, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai wasn't, let's say, downplaying the import of that. He was just elevating the significance of bedikos. So this is some important recent information on this subject, which is relevant. And it's very interesting is that, not because people are trying to lie, but eyewitness testimony is highly unreliable. It'd be very difficult for people to remember what they saw. Sometimes people think they saw things that they didn't see, or didn't see things that they actually did see. And it has a lot to do with the way that the mind processes information. It's very adaptive that unless we consider something to be important, we don't really internalize it, because there's a million stimuli going on in this room, and if I was, you know, distracted by all of them, I have a very hard time learning Gemara with you right now. If somebody told me in 5 minutes, you know, God forbid, a murder was going to take place in this room, I'd be watching things in a very different kind of a way. Like the entire perspective would be so fundamentally distinct, right? I'd be paying attention to who's coming in and who's coming out. I would probably make some kind of an assessment as to how many people were in the room. You know, I would, you know, pay attention to somebody came in and maybe even notice what they were wearing. But you typically you don't get those indicators. Very, 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 you know, different fact pattern. Okay, so Echad Omer Akama, Mibacha Bachimla, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yochanan, Ad Rubo Shel Chodesh. At that point, we expect people to know it was Malir Chas. Omer Ola, Ad Anayin Tamini, Echad Omer Bishosh, Echad Omer Bichamish, Yedu Sam Tehle Bamai, Neymar Shtei Deya, Bishnei Yibur, Zeno Yodea, Bishnei Yibur, Nala, Bishum De, Viluba Yada, that everybody knows by the second half of the month what date it is. Strangely, not really sure why, I always know today is Tuesday. It always takes me half a second to remember what the actual date is. It's interesting, so it's not so obvious to me. I don't know why my mind should work that way, but like, I'll end up doing this interesting thing that, like, I'll go back to some association that I had and say, oh, no, but I knew that Shabbos was X. Or I know that this coming Shabbos is February 4th. So what is it? Tuesday, right? So it's got to be 4 days before that. That's a funny thing that it would work that way. Right? So what the Gemara is saying is that empirically people know whether the Chodesh was Ubar or not by the midpoint of the month. I'm not sure that's true today because I don't know if people are paying attention. You know, with the calendar. Okay. So, Lo melecha beru manami lo yada. The Gemara challenges. Shipura yada. That actually people aren't so sure about it, but people know about the shofar. They used to blow the shofar. B'chad shipura amar detai betray shipura lo amar detai. People might have missed the sounding of one shofar. Kiddush HaChodesh used to blow the shofar. But they wouldn't miss that twice. So Rav Achim, Rav Chanina, Rav Asim, Rav Yochanan, Kami Baruchan, Al Chodesh. Hopefully they sound somewhat familiar. Adcha Tismale, Pekimasa, Vechama, Rav Yaakov, Aridi, Rav Yehuda, Ad Shiva, Nardai Yamri, Ad Shisha, Sar, Vitarvayu, Ki Rav Yochanan, Tzir Elohu, Halami Havi, Ki Yisra, Crescent Moon, Halami Havi, Ki Nafya. So Amal, Rav Achim, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, Rav We like that very much. So I'm like, "Ah, to kichas v'berachin and dayin ames, deliver chato v'meitim, v'berachin on the tarvay." We say, "Kevin dehainu arche lom v'berachina." This is an important line as we spoke about in Shir, and the sugi of chato v'meitim. The things that are cyclical shouldn't really engender chato v'meitims and dayin ames. I'm revachah v'berachinim, I'm revasiyam, I'm revyochanan, kol mevorich al chodesh v'zmano. Remember, we thought for the Rambam it was only the Leil Rishon that we had this din. Which we like very much. Baruch is a shame of Nachas. Hashem Mara Baruch Shachim Baruch Mim Kol Zvan. Focus Man Nasa Lahem Shol Yishanu Es Tavkidam. Sasim Usmeichim Lasso Es Vitzor Konam Po'ele Emes Shepulas En Emes. Lelevan Amar Shed Yishadesh Yitaris Tifera Es Lamusei Vaten Shed Asim Yishadesh Kemosa. Right, this is what Rashi amplifies, this point that, you know, Nim Shol Yisrael Lelevana, it's our Geula which is at stake. Ulefar Liyotra Moshem Kod Malchuso Baruch Ato Hashem Yishadesh Chadash. Mary quotes the Pasuk, which is actually the motto of the Mosan. The Mosan has a motto, and if they're going to have a motto, it's good that it's taken from Sefer Mishlei. The Pasuk says, Kivis Achbulos, Sasa Lecha Milchama, with cunning war is made, Usishua Berov Yoetz, right, and through consultation, Shuos come. So you have to, this is obviously a drasha. I don't think this part made it into the Mossad handbook. But the point is, you have to have the chavilo shel mishnah. You have to have a lot of the information. So Kari of Yosef and Afshe, Virav Tuos Bekoach Shor, right? His name is Yosef, so Bechor Shoro Hadar Lo. So Rav Yosef was obviously known as a member from the Gemara in Horios, that he was a great Sina, he was a great Baki. And so it's very important to have, a very broad base of knowledge. Right? It's an underrated thing. It's always possible to come up with a Sabara, but to really prove the point and make sure that it's correct, it's good to have that breadth. So Rashi has a comment here that I wanted to amplify. Mechanta shel Torah, right, this is first of right, two things. Ho ra'os, ho ri'oseha, v'lamad al buriya, v'ali kara. Lo kadima mefupa, mechudad o bal sabara, v'lamad mishnayo sabraisus harba. Kimehichan izgala haseo, v'lamad mishnayos harba, sheseri chotan, mechan, v'lamdena mitoch mishnah acharas. Om yikshalo davar al davar, yavim mitoch mishnayos harba, shabiyadah. Right, so this is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, but it's difficult to say, oh, that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, if he's explicitly against that in some other Mishnah or Brisa. So it's very important, to serve the needs of Lamdus. So Tosus points out what I was talking about. Mishav Yosef Ikri Bechor, Shori Kedachsev Bechor Shorah Darlo, Al Shmuasu, Baal Chitin, Damar Kol Tzrichin, Lamari Chitaya. Horios says in Masachta Horios at the end, Rav Yosef was a Sinai. Rav Yosef was a very, very powerfully erudite man. Right? Rabba was the great Oker Harim, very original. Okay, so Echad Omer B'Shnei Shal, Sivad Ami Simar Ashi, Lo Shadal Shal, So Echad Omer Kodim Eitzacham, Echad Omer Lachan Eitzacham, Yidu San B'Tela. So Omer says, that's obvious. Pshita, how can you make a mistake about that? Echad Omer Kodim Eitzacham, Echad Omer B'Sochan Eitzacham, Pshita, Ma'od Eseima Habigu Iyokai, so you might give the guy a break, right? That he was seeing rays and was there was refraction going on. He was able to tell. So the charkach machnesinos ayom v'sulo, v'atani mishmam b'shadvar v'yoyid misham la'olam. So when this is a situation where we call it the battlefield promotion, right, where the Talmud gets onto the Sanhedrin because he has a good svara to exonerate the guy, so we keep him up there forever. Right? He's a battlefield promotion to the Sanhedrin. When the chips were down, if you will, he stays up there. So in Mamishu Dvar, when you're calling a kulak, and Shatei Aliyah, so you read it. So Rabbi Yitzhakuma, I mean Mamishu Dvar, that if he's saying nonsense, we're not going to kick him out that day. So Matlos Chus. So Yamei Time Below Amar Yamei Time Below. So Amrav Yachav Rechina Merkua LeRosnim Yishechar Oskin BeRaza Shalolam Al Yishtakur. Right, good advice in general, but the people who are carrying other people's lives in their hands should not be inebriated while doing it. As you guys heard, I'm sure multiple times in early childhood. Do not operate heavy machinery while you're intoxicated. It's true then, it's true now. As a kid, I just want to make sure I have time for this. Yeah, I have time to get this in. There was a horrible oil spill. Terrible, terrible impact on the environment ecosystem called the Exxon Valdez. So there was this oil tanker, the Exxon Valdez. And it was the biggest, maybe the biggest oil spill in history until the BP disaster. You guys know about that? It was actually an oil, the BP off the in the Gulf Coast. It was about then, yeah. Because what had happened was is that there was an explosion and you had a subterranean oil rig, so it's coming out of the ground just pumping. So that's obviously took them a long time to close that one up. But the Exxon Valdez is more limited since it's a ship. It was a massive ship. And unfortunately, the captain was found to be drunk. It was obviously a very bad choice. What's that? Right. But I always thought that was the chilek between the captain and the sailors, right? They didn't have that kind of responsibility. Yeah. Yeah. Too bad. The Tosa says, Oskim Raza Shalom, Hainu Dinit Fasho, Solodin Mamros, Rada Mershasa Rivia Sain, Al Yorah Hainu Hara, the Isser Behatta. I wouldn't recommend it in any case. If we have time at the end of the parak, I'll mention something to you which I find a little bit troubling. So Lorau, so my Ramacha Potinosa, Vachin Ryochan and Potinosa, and the Rabbi of the Lifter May Kara, so the Hachim Ryochan, the Shayatsim Bezdin, the Urbavin. So the people, you know, should not, you know, have a substandard perception of Bezdin. It's a Ganada Bezdin, Shayatsu Bimachokas, Ve'ed Nyodin Ligmora Sadin. So that's why we say, you know, we want to try to avoid that. Why do you add judges? You don't add, but that's a dasi achta. So Tanarban and Omer midin mamnos nizdakin adin. We know we did in the fashos nizdakin adin. So my nizdakin adin. But kash dina. So if it literally means it's too too complicated, right? Tzarech lahamtin, though, it should be the opposite. Ipchoi ba'yalei. More likely to say than a din in nefasho, so somebody's life is hanging in the balance. So Rav Noach, Yishod Rav Acha, Rav Ravika, Ipach. And so you have to say that we're really talking about din in nefasho. So Rashi Amar Lolo Teibuch, Chaman is Dakin Adin, right? Chacham Dina. So it's a different interpretation. It's an exclamation of satisfaction. Yafe Emanuel Burio, everybody can rest assured in their position. The reason you don't say that in the nefashos is because until the guy is executed, you know, the case remains open. People can come up with svaras to exonerate. So basically, all those from the yomer is dakin adin yomer b'shalav chacham dina. Hainu damar gadol, imar kashdina, lo sag damar gadol. Kesuvehu, dekan mechsef nafshe. It's humiliation to say, we don't know what's going on. So in and odomim is vayish me'atzel, is vayish me'acherim. Mara says, well, that's true, right? But better for him to say than for somebody else to say, you don't know what you're talking about. So in imar chacham dina gadol, what is he tooting his own horn? So Shani Milsa the Vedina, the Agadol Ramya Kediknan, Gamra Sadabra, Yomachisin also Agadol Shabdan Omer Ishponi Atazakai, Ishponi Atachayev. So say, we hear you. You know, it could be taken as a kind of what you guys call today a flex. But you know, in the end of the day, you know, it's his responsibility. So. It's his responsibility. So it's really the fashos and mental acuity. I just want to make a following point. So like when I was growing up, there was very strong, maybe you guys learned about this in history class, there was a very, very strong public sentiment against use of narcotics. Nancy Reagan actually gets a lot of credit for this, something called the war on drugs. And it's very controversial today because of certain minimum sentencing, and especially along racial lines. You know, crack was much worse than cocaine. So it is a complicated topic. But there was no question that drugs were seen as highly problematic. As a matter of fact, just to give you an example, when we used to watch cartoons, when I was a kid, a cartoon that I used to like to watch, I'm talking 4 or 5 years old, was G.I. Joe. And at the end of every G.I. Joe episode, even though the target audience were very young children, there was always a 2-minute infomercial say no to drugs, the war on drugs. So with the legalization or destigmatization of marijuana usage, so it's like a completely different world. It's become normative in a way that's pretty shocking. So one of my wife's responsibilities in her hospital is she does cognitive assessments of medical providers. And some of them are very heavy users of marijuana, other things as well. And she'll show them, you know, how it essentially invalidates their test results because of the slowing down of their processing speed and other suppression, of other neurological function. And it's very interesting because you'd expect, you know, people who are doctors would want to be functioning with their, let's say, maximum level of mental acuity. Not all of them can be geniuses, but I think that people should try, right? So even if you didn't get high just before work, but either the night before or even up to 30 days, it stays in the system. It's a very unfortunate thing because they're, even a person doesn't have, let's say, the self-respect to not want to be in an altered state. You would think that out of a sense of either moral or professional responsibility, they might think about it a little bit differently. But that has not been her experience. So it's really a sea change. I don't know what's going on in New York, Riverdale. But in New Jersey's Plantina, they've legalized.
New York has had this problem for a while. Now the streets smell like marijuana. They also, I think this is Manhattan more, but they just recently opened their second marijuana shop to be run by a convicted marijuana user.
Well, this is another very interesting point, that they've decided that, as a way of either doing tshuva gemura for incarcerating people for drugs, they now should give them first priority in selling them to others. Sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. I was at a public meeting last week in Teaneck where somebody asked whether they would be enacting that policy. There's all kinds of debate right now of opening up a marijuana dispensary, so trying to be active and do it. They should try to avoid doing it, let's say, next to schools, houses of worship, people's homes, so you don't wake up in the morning and have six guys strung out on their front lawn, which is often unpleasant to a homeowner. So, yeah, one of the questions was, given the fact that I have a conviction in time served, will I be given priority selling the drugs? I was sitting by myself, in this room just in the back. I work with all these people very quietly behind the scenes, But, I started laughing involuntarily. You're living in the twilight zone. Because you violated the law, sold drugs when it was illegal, that should give you priority to do it. There's a lot of lundas there. I started getting distracted. I couldn't pay attention to the meeting. This is in terms of hutra and dechuya, right? What you're saying is that, basically, it's not just that now it's mutter, but that meikara was mutter the whole time. So I would say maybe the svara would be like this. So I was really, it's like Hasaga school. These people, they want to come into my town and sell drugs. I was selling drugs the whole time. I was first.
I think that is the svara. If you've been caught, you know what you're doing.
Very strange. You want to know the most amazing thing? This meeting of sorts. So we have a new party tomorrow, but to me, this is an amazing thing.